Okay, come down to the banks of the Todd River with me. Let's head up to sort of Leichhardt Terrace, adjacent to Parsons Street. And imagine this, a really large community outdoor space. Some of the elements as part of that outdoor space might be play equipment, kids' play equipment, a half basketball court, a skating area, some disability-friendly spaces, disability-friendly equipment, loads of shade, a public notice board, maybe a workstation, as in a workout station, all of it in the shape of a Parenti. Look, this is just the early stages of a proposal that Deputy Mayor Matt Patterson is putting to council tonight. Earlier this year, he flagged an idea for a skate park over in Gillon. But after community consultation, the idea was shelved, and he's gone back to the drawing board, having drawn on all of that consultation. Matt's with us this afternoon. Matt, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks for having me, Alex.
Now, this is a pretty big proposal that you've put together. How did where did it originate from?
Well, it sort of stemmed from the Newland Park concept that I put forward, and I was hoping to implement a lot of this into that space. However, I probably didn't deliver my message very well in that scenario. So I've just gone, as you said, back to the drawing board, try to put it all into this document, and I've been working with just a range of the community about what their thoughts are and what they think should be included, and then I've put it into one document that I'll be presenting to council this evening.
Now, in that consultation that you've done, what were the key elements that you heard from residents in Alice Springs about what they would like from a big community space like this?
Look, something that came up very regularly was an equal opportunity space. So a space where welcomes everyone. It's very inclusive. So a space that is disabled friendly, and it's not saying if you've got a disability you need to go to this park or over there. It's about saying just because you have a disability doesn't mean you can't go to somewhere where anyone else can go. It's a very inclusive environment and, you know, equitable for all.
And presumably you've taken a look at all the parks that are currently operating in Alice Springs right now. Was your sense that there just wasn't anything that provided or there wasn't enough disability-friendly spaces available?
Yeah, and I think that the parks that we do have, we've actually got quite incredible parks for the population. So, you know, as I said in the document, we've got 71 parks here, and I think they all are in, you know, very well looked after. But there is a disabled-friendly swing, which is located at Francis Smith Park, and that's over at Eastside. And to gain access to that, you need to contact council. So I feel like that can be a little bit of a roadblock for people who just want to, you know, off the cuff go down. So, look, it's just about making this area as accessible as possible for all, and along the banks of the river, and you know, within the CBD, to take, you know, a space where mums and dads can go down, and you know, it sort of promotes social cohesion in our community.
Now, you're talking about a stretch of land that the Alice Springs Town Council already owns, so I guess that puts you one step forward already. It's also one where you can see, if you take a look at the map that you've included in this, there's already some parking, there's some toilets. But why were you so keen on it being located in the CBD?
Within the CBD, I think it's important because, you know, mums and dads are the ones that spend the money in the CBD, and it's a really good step to, you know, revitalising our CBD. I understand with this area, we'll have to work with the Aboriginal Areas Protection Authority, but hopefully, you know, one step at a time, council will, I suppose, support this document, and then we can go from there. But, you know, I think the site's very promising. It's got a north-south footpath already there, so it's quite easily accessible. There are amenities there, very close to cafes and shops. So, look, I think it's a site that is underutilised, but that can really be promoted for the benefit of the community.
Just to get a bit more clarity around it, I'm having a look at the map that you've got at the back end of this business case that you've put together. Is it actually on the banks of the river, or is it actually partly located within the Todd River itself?
No, it's just on the banks.
Just on the banks, okay.
It's not in the river, no. It is up on the bank. It's just, obviously that design will, you know, will be shifted around, but it was just to really promote what we could do with that space.
Okay, so you're talking on the bank there, and I'm sure a lot of people will be wondering, It certainly hasn't happened lately, but what happens when the Todd River flows, or we have that one in 100-year flood?
Yeah, and I think that'll all go part of the consultation process with engineers in the design of the park. I was a little bit worried about it initially, but I've got some, you know, I've talked to some engineers about it, and there are ways around it. So initially, yes, I was very worried, but I've been given some guidance that it shouldn't be an issue.
What made you think that that might be a really great spot along the banks of the Todd River there, adjacent to Parsons Street and parallel with Leichhardt?
Well, like I said before, I think revitalising our CBD is something, you know, that we're working towards. And I think bringing, you know, mums and dads and children into our CBD is a good step. You know, I'm a big believer in small business, and, you know, there are a range of small businesses around that area that, you know, mum and dad can go down and then they can quickly duck off to the shop with their kids after they've, you know, shot some hoops or had a hit the footy or rode their push bike. So I think it's very accessible, and it's a place, you know, everyone goes to town on a Saturday morning to do their grocery shopping. So why can't we ride our push bike down there and then go do the shopping?
Now, you've mentioned already that you would need to talk to the Aboriginal Areas Protection Authority, ARPA. Have you had any preliminary conversations with them or with Luritipa at this stage?
No, it's sort of one of those situations, you know, the horse or the cart. If council were going to contact them, they would need again in principle support from the council. That's why that hasn't happened.
Okay. So this is really step one tonight, is sharing this publicly and talking it through with councillors. Now, I know you've already circulated this with them, so everyone's, you know, comes prepared, hopefully, tonight. We were speaking with Jimmy Cocking from ALEC earlier this afternoon. It was to do with a break-in at their place overnight. But he certainly said that he was, in principle, very supportive of this kind of idea. You've flagged in your business plan a cost of $2 to $2.5 million. Yep. Who would pay for that?
Well, we discuss budgets in February, so we're not that far away. And I suppose this is just a little bit of forward planning into that scenario. But again, that'll be up to the council. And look, it's just you know, a project that we can put on the table and talk about in February as a council.
Ideally, what will be the outcome tonight once you you bring this forward for discussion?
Just gaining in principle support and having a positive discussion between the elected members on creating an inclusive place, an inclusive playground, an inclusive park that you know, the council really gets behind.
All right. Well, Matt, thank you so much for talking us through part of it this afternoon. We'll certainly wait to hear how things go this evening, and we'll catch up with you again soon.